Last year we came in very much under the spotlight, and it didn't work out for us. So hopefully maybe the year coming in low key will help us. But yeah, I mean, believe me, at training now it's flat out at the minute.
It's been a difficult couple of years championship wise for Derry, and obviously losing last year at the first hurdle, and you said your problems in the qualifiers as well, Brent. How much is that spurring you on this year to get over that first round and beat Down?
Yeah, like we've had home advantage for 2 years now and failed to win Down. Like Down beat us a couple of years ago, Donegal beat us last season. So, you know, someone that we'd like to put right here this on the 7th of June here now. But we know ourselves, like home advantage doesn't necessarily mean a great deal in the modern game. 2 years ago, we were 5 points up, I think, with 10 minutes gone in the second half against Down and looking well in control, and all of a sudden they hit us with two goals and turned the game on its head. Last year, very, very tight game. A Donegal, Leo McLoon goal after half time. Proved to be the turning point in the game. So, listen, let's hope this time round that we get it right and get the breaks.
And I suppose that's evident of Ulster football. You can't rest on your laurels at all when Ulster counties meet on Championship Day. And games can be so tight as well, Brian, that it's the goals that can come through and be fruitful and send you the next round, as you've as experienced and said in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, you go in any Ulster Championship, the two games that you had to date have been really, really tight, have been really exciting games and whatever. I have no doubt what I call ourselves and Down's the makings of exactly the same. There's been some mighty battle between Down and Derry over the years, and I've no doubt this will be exactly the same on the 7th.
Yeah. Has your mindset and maybe preparations changed from the last couple of years for this year's championship, Brian?
Well, the last 2 years we possibly have come in after a good league campaign and a fairly settled side. That's not the case this year now. We struggled during the league and we haven't had a settled side all year. So it has meant, you know, if you're probably looking at the two teams, Down are more of a form side than we are at the minute.
Yeah.
But we also know, like, last year we were going really, really well and in the league and didn't perform in the championship. Mm-hmm. So let's hope that we reverse that trend the year and really perform here on Sunday, because there is a big difference between league and championship.
You just got relegated back into Division 2 in the league, and you didn't have a full complement of players, as you said, and Slochneil obviously had a part to play in that as well. But of the guys that you brought in, were you impressed with some of the performances there, Brian? And it's, I suppose it's giving you an idea now there's a few guys here that we could use during the championship and further on.
Yeah, there was lads that possibly at the start of the season we'd have seen as being, you know, in the panel with not necessarily at this stage making the team. But because of injuries and whatever, we were forced to bring them in and give them the experience. And that was very difficult, like, up playing against the best players in the country. The Division 1 this year was seriously competitive. The great percentage of sides that we played were playing 11 or 12 of their best players. So in a strange way, it probably in the long term has done us no harm.
Yeah.
And that lads have now come through and are playing really, really well. And then with the likes of Chrissy McCaig, Brendan Rogers joining us again, Fergal back in again, it hopefully has left us with a far stronger panel. And that's so much of football nowadays is about the strength of your panel.
Those guys coming in are very much capable as the guys that aren't available to you, Brian.
Yeah. We didn't necessarily plan that it was going to work out the way it has, but, you know, it's just the nature of the game. You don't have people, somebody else has to step up to the mark, and a lot of the lads have done that. And now with a number of players now coming back to us, I'd like to think that our panel is stronger than ever.
Has the Slochneil performance in the All-Ireland Club given Derry football a real boost, Brett?
Well, certainly, you know, in terms of for clubs looking at the Derry Championship's a really competitive championship. Like, you know, you could take any four or five teams that are capable of winning the Derry Championship, and a lot of the clubs will now look at it and think, well, you know, if we could take Slochneil this year, there's a possibility of us going to the All-Ireland final. So all that is very positive. And, you know, from our perspective, having, you know, the likes of Chrissy McCaig and Brendan Rogers now available to us, hopefully Kiarl will be available to us very soon, Patsy available to us further down the line, all that has to be a plus to the county side.
You mentioned about a very competitive club championship. How difficult is it, or is it difficult, to transfer that club championship performances and bring it onto under county level, Brian?
Well, there would be a leaf out there about the serious rivalry between Derry sides and whatever. But to be fair now, whenever the lads come together to play and to train and work for the county, they there's no animosity between club lads, no matter what club they're from. When they come to county training, they all work together. And if we can harness that and get that sort of club spirit going, as regards to a lot of our players the year took some serious setbacks, like matches that we felt that we had played really, really well and not, I think we're a fire hardened, we turned out by the end of the season a much more hardened side than probably we would have been had we had a successful league and breezed through and stayed up.
What's Down going to bring to the table on Sunday week in Celtic Park?
Down in the championship or down in the championship? This is a very pacey side. They're very, very, what do you call, their support is very, very good. They have a couple of excellent footballers. Not just a couple, they have a lot of excellent footballers, but lads that from my own experience of working with them, like Kevin McKiernan, as good a player as there is in the country. Mark Poland, super playmaker. Conor McGinn's a very good footballer. Conor Laverty's a very good footballer. Then you add in the likes, lads that have come in there now, like Caelan Mooney, Paul Devlin, all playing really, really well. They, if you're looking on form, they're the form side. They went up to Division 1, we went down to Division 2. So we know, and even ignoring those things, like Down in the championship are always capable of turning a championship game on its head at any stage. So we are prepared, as we would say it, as well as we possibly can, and let's hope that we get it right on the day.
You'll be very, very well versed on Down. You'll have your plan. You're not going to give too much away, I'm sure, Brian. But what's it going to take now for Derry to go overcome this hurdle?
We're going to have to play the best football that we've played this season. I have no doubt at all about that. And, I'd like to think that we can perform and the Derry crowd really get behind us, because Down will bring a big support to Celtic Park. So we need a big support and we need a big performance.